was the Wednesday, April 15th, 2015, and was rounded up from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandura.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032, extension 203. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Joe Aaron and Alan Montesillo. The producer is Mike Klepfer. Our engineer is Jimmy Tardy. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is myself, Jinka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/evening news. You can find us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are their phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. And Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Jenka Soderberg.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge Talk Radio, Chris Ferlazzo, videographer and organizer with Jobs with Justice, talks about May Day and beyond. His video on the May Day police riot of 2000 and its impact today. At 9 o'clock, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fuggering speaks with journalist Gareth Porter about his story, Manufacturing a Good Adversary, America's 30-year Cold War with Iran. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, we hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, first-time author Marian Palaya discusses her novel, The Given World, which tells the story of a young woman whose life is haunted by her brother's disappearance in Vietnam. Finally, at 11:30 on the Radio Zine, host Lisa Loving speaks with journalist, author, and documentary filmmaker John Ronson about his latest book, So You've Been Publicly Shamed. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support for community radio. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
Time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
Welcome back. It is Wednesday. The news has just wrapped up, which means it's time once again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest affecting the KBOO listenership here at the station and in the greater community. We are joined this week with Monica Beamer, our station co-manager. The phone lines will be open tonight. If you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, the number to call is 503-231-8187. That is 503-231-8187. Now, Monica.
Hey.
The KBOO Spring Membership Drive's coming up. What's happening and what can we look forward to?
Yeah, well, let's see. The drive is scheduled to take place May 6th through the 16th, so 11-day drive. And we're going to have another opportunity this drive for folks to give their generous support in advance and shorten the drive. So all donations that are going to be given to us April 22nd and through May 5th before the drive will be applied to our goal, which is $95,000. And we'll shorten the drive by one day for every $15,000 we raise.
So if you don't want to hear membership drive programming and pledge breaks, get your donations in right now and none of that will happen.
Well,
potentially.
We will shorten it, but so if you donate early, and also all current monthly donors, which we really encourage, they'll will be entered into a sweepstakes. And this time we're going to have a 6-month dance card to the Crystal Ballroom. It's all going to be one package, so one gift. And this will allow you and a guest to access every Crystal Ballroom show, even if it's sold out. You and your guests will have access to the VIP section of all the shows. Also, $200 in gift certificates to Portland Saturday Market. And one full distraction-free week out Southwester Lodge on the Long Beach Peninsula, which is about 15 miles from Astoria. And 10 treatments at Working Class Acupuncture, which is such a good place. Their mission is to use acupuncture to create social change in healthcare. And usually they have a sliding scale of $15. Oops, I don't know if I should say how much it is, but it's a sliding scale that helps people to who cannot afford treatment. So Working Class strives to make acupuncture affordable to you as you come often and for as long as needed. So
needless to say, if you win that package and yes, you get the 10 treatments on top of everything else, yeah, that is, I mean, it's a fantastic prize package.
Yes.
And everyone should be pretty psyched about it.
It's sort of like a staycation, help support folks in resting and being great community radio folks.
So, again, if people want in on the drawing to get that package, they should do what?
So there's some days, it's actually starting next week, and so take a look. There's going to be a letter coming in the mail, or look on the banner on the website, and then donate in advance of the drive. And over 80% of our annual budget is from individual donors, and without our community, there would not be community radio. So this is your radio station, and if you are listening right now, hopefully you'll be you're a member. So we look forward to hearing from everyone soon, starting next week, and for the spring membership drive.
Excellent. What else do we have going on?
Well, we are very excited. We'll be a part of the national broadcast this year, brought to us by our friends at WWOZ in New Orleans, of the 45th annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. So help us spread the word, as this is our first year we're participating in the broadcast, and it's April 27th through May 1st. Noon to 4 p.m. and May 2nd and 3rd, noon to 5 p.m. So you can, again, go to our website and check out what's happening. And we're pretty excited about that.
Beer lovers in the area probably already know that right now we've got a huge craft brew conference going on in Portland. And there is a connection between craft brew and KBOO to talk about.
There is. So we're happy to be a part of the Hopworks Urban Brewery's Community Tap program in May. And this means that 1% of all pint sales in the month of May go at the 2944 Southeast Powell location donated to KBOO. And throughout the year, Hopworks Urban Brewery designates a nonprofit each month to benefit from their Community Tap program. This is set up to help out organizations that they respect and appreciate in the community, and we're honored to be selected for the month of May. Plus, it coincides with our spring membership drive.
So, tune in your radios, quench your thirst, get money to KBOO.
Yep. And let's see. There's more. And maybe we should, do you think we should repeat the number in case anyone wants to call in and ask?
Let us do that, yes. The number, once again, if you would like to call in with a question or a comment right now, is 503-231-8187.
Feel free to give us a call. So we have, folks might have heard about this. We've received a grant from Oregon Humanities to create a podcast with two different community groups that will explore criminalization, which is the process by which behaviors and individuals in our communities are transformed into criminal activities and criminals. So we are just starting to, we're developing a request for proposal process. So this will probably be, the request for proposals will be on the homepage under News from the Boo, and so that folks can learn more and respond. And we'll be starting the conversations by bringing together a diverse group of people to listen to the podcast and discuss the issues. And participants will add to the dialogue by sharing their own experiences.
Will that be live group listening, or will it? Is it more virtual group listening?
Well, we're open to the suggestions, but the idea is to create discussions in the community and create podcasts. So I think it's both a listening and discussion around, I think, a really important topic, criminalization. There's so many different groups that are criminalized in our society now and throughout history that it's just super important for us to talk about. And so we're excited about participating and supporting this with training, and we'll provide some support for the events and for outreach and editing. And so, and hopefully also the two groups will be from different geographic areas of Oregon.
You want to talk about an upcoming event that involves the Filipino-American community here in Portland?
Yes. There's an event. It is on Saturday. Is it this Saturday? Yes, April 18th. It's all day, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And at the Lotus Seeds, 6 Northeast Tillamook Street. And it's called Music from the Heart, a celebration and fundraiser for one of the artists, Talilo Marfil, who's the CEO, artist, producer, videographer at RLM Entertainment. He's bringing together many artists to raise funds for his sister, Liliana, who is having a fight against cancer. So we just wanted to invite folks. And if people want more information, they can give us a call at the station.
Yeah, it'll be at the Lotus Seed, which is up on Tillamook Street, this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Right. And there'll be food and music and lots of different things. Good event.
Anything else you want to talk about today?
Well, yes, let's do. Let's see.
The Sold Out Music Festival?
The Sold Out Music Festival. Wow, I was looking at their website, and it's April 14th through the 20th, so last night was the first night, featuring many, many groups, including KBOO's own beloved DJ Anjali and The Incredible Kid, and many other groups. So Thursday the 16th is Juno What, and that's going to be at I believe they're at different locations, so folks should go to the KBOO website, kboo.fm. On the right hand side, they can click on and see what's happening, who's performing and where. So there's several different groups at different different venues almost every night. We're proud to be co-sponsors of that. And let's see, on Friday the 17th is Yasin Bey, aka Mos Def, and Bad Brains. They'll be playing at the Sold Out Music Festival, and that one's going to be at the Roseland Theater. So check out our website and for more information. And let's see, we have
we also have bowling with La Contessa.
That's right, that's happening on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Grand Central Bowl on Morrison. So
RSVP early so that we know how many lanes to reserve.
That's right, yes.
And proceeds will benefit KBOO.
Mm-hmm.
So, to recap everything for the listeners out there, the most important news that you need to know right now is that we've got our membership drive coming up really, really soon. And although we we are sure that you appreciate that these membership drives are a necessary function that we have to perform to keep the lights on and the signal going out so that you can enjoy all of our KBOO programming. There is a way for you to minimize its impact on your normal listening life. Get your pledges in early, and you will help bring the membership drive to a quick and effective close.
Right.
And you'll also be entering yourself in for what is about the most remarkable prize package I've ever seen us put together.
That sounds pretty great. And also, we're going to be, for folks who are volunteers, we're going to be using our online sign-up for this drive for the first time. And I really like the drives because I get to know folks more and sit and chat with folks while we're welcoming people to becoming members. So we have a couple more of... Oh, we don't have too much time, though.
No, but if you can squeeze it in the next, say, 20 seconds.
Well, I just wanted to mention the Abortion Access Bowl-a-thon, which is happening Saturday, April 25th, and the Portland Renters Assembly, which is happening Tuesday, April 21st. So folks can go to our KBOO website to find out more about those. And thanks to everyone for all your support and for all you do for KBOO.
Thank you very much, Monica, and thank you everyone out there listening to us. Have yourself a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Up next is Occupy Radio from the Occupy Radio Collective. And first, these important messages.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Portland Renters Assembly, happening Tuesday the 21st from 5:30 to 7:45.